You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We introduced a machlokas, Rishonim, presumably, and Poskim, whether the heter of Baila Be'ir is a very practical concern that a woman is permitted to have yichud with a man because, if her husband's in the city, because she's worried that her husband might walk in at any moment. That's what Rashi said. And what the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch paskens is that, the way the Chazon Ish understands it, that a woman has a mental block, has a fear of doing anything wrong while her husband is in the same town, and therefore even if there's no chash that he might walk in, there's no concern that he might walk in, there's no fear that he might walk in, the fact that her husband's in town, that already makes her nervous. She's just on her tiptoes, you know, the cat's in town, the mice behave. So that's the machlokes that we saw last week. One more point that we saw last week, and that's what we're going to speak about right now. We saw, even though the way the Shulchan Aruch presents itself, Baila Be'ir seems to be a heter. If there's a woman whose husband is in the city, then she's allowed to have yichud, even if the front door is locked, because her husband's in the city. Rashi there said, and if you look in source again, source number 1 and 2, which we had last week, I'm just going to add on to one of the points. Rashi there said in source number 2, Baila Be'ir eichod shalom mishum yichud, zok Rashi, lahalkos. Meaning, if her husband's in the city, you don't give malkos if she did yichud, which sounds like it's really usur. You know, there is no such thing as a heter of Baila Be'ir, but it's not enough of a yichud that you'll get malkos on, but it's still usur. That was Shitas Rashi. We saw last week that most of the Rishonim argue on Rashi and assume that Baila Be'ir, if her husband's in town, then indeed it's mutter for her to be misyachid, it's legal, it's luchatchila, so if you work in Lawrence and your wife is at home in Lawrence, or in Far Rockaway, or in Cedarhurst, or probably Woodmere, then you could be at work, she could be at home, as long as it's in the same town, the front door, she could have the electrician come into the house, plumber come into the house, lock the front door, and be alone, locked with that plumber, no problem, it would be mutter l'chatchila. That's how we should presumably paskin. I don't want to talk about that now, that we did a little bit last week. But this nekuda, I have a very simple question on. Rashi says that you get malchus. I'm sorry, that Baila Be'ir, you don't get malchus. Thank you. I want to raise a question. The Chida makes this point. There's a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah talks about, I'm sure you learned it when you passed through Sukkah, in the beginning of Sukkah, we learned it actually in the middle of Sukkah. If you have a chasan and a kala, the Gemara talks about that they are putter from sitting in a sukkah because of, we'll see in a moment, not only the chasan and the kala, but all the members of the party, the shoshvinim, are also putter in a sukkah. Why? Look at the Gemara in Sukkah, daf chafayim and beis, source number 3. Chasan, veha shoshvinun, v'chol b'nei achopa, p'tur min ha-sukkah kol sheva. My time, so there's two svaras. We're not going to get to the other one, but one of the reasons the Gemara says, le'avdu chopa b'sukkah, why don't you just make the sukkah, do the wedding in the sukkah and have the sheva brachas in the sukkah. Abai omer mishum yichud. Abai says we're concerned. Look at Rashi. D'stam sukkah hayu osim begago sehem. They used to make the sukkahs on the roof, and people wouldn't go up onto the roofs. Ve'ein derech bia v'yetzia sham l'rabim tamid mipnei ha-tarach. People don't go up the ladders to the roofs on top of the houses. So therefore, we're not so many people going up and out, up and around. Maybe the chas would have to go to use the bathroom, and especially in the olden days, where if he had to, let's say, go, you know, take a 5-minute walk away from his house in the sukkah to find a nice tree or a corner where he could relieve himself. And in the meantime, the people from the chuppah party will be misyachiv, yisyachid achirim hakala. That's the Gemara. What's the obvious question based on what we've been learning? Baila Be'ir, what's the problem? Why is it? Why do we say, we have to make a whole chasan and a kala and the shoshvinim and all the party people of the wedding party potter because we're worried that there's going to be a case of yichud? But Harei says the Chida, there is no iser yichud because Baila Be'ir. Even if you had to walk 5 minutes away to find a place to go to the bathroom, it's still in the city.
He's
the Baal. We're talking about after the wedding. Yeah, he's the Baal. So the Chida, as I wrote in source number 4, the Chida says that this could be a proof to Shitas Rashi. This could be where Rashi saw that even if there's Baila Be'ir, it's still Aser, okay? You don't get Malkus, that could be. But it's still usur, and that's why the Gemara says, we're worried about Yichud, the husband's in town. Okay, maybe there won't be, we know that there's a Gemara that says, you know, the Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud, if there's Baila Be'ir, but maybe that just means you don't get Malkus, but still it will be usur, and that's why this Gemara in Sukkah says that we'll be worried about Yichud, even though the husband, the Chassan, is somewhere nearby. That is a fascinating suggestion of the Chidah. What could be the source, or one of the sources for Rashi, where Rashi knows that there's an Isser of Yichud, even if Baila is Be'er. That's the end of that discussion. Let's now speak about...
Is there a different union, you know, like in the 7 days, the husband's not supposed to leave his wife to begin with?
Well, he's allowed to go to the bathroom. No, I think we could all agree to that.
It's different, you know, it's a little, maybe it's not the same type of Yichud as we would normally call you.
Then you're creating a new animal. I don't think we'd want to do that unless we were forced into say something like that. To say that there's a new model of Yichud that we never heard of before, that's already a chiddush that we don't want to go there if we don't have to. Okay, now let's talk about a totally different point which we mentioned tangentially last week. Let's see it in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, Vim Haya Ze Gasba, we saw the Gemara last week, but it's not important, the source in the Gemara, if the plumber, let's say, is not just a plumber, but it's a plumber who is also her second cousin, her first cousin. And she's really good friends with him. So then, even though Baila Be'ir, we're not going to allow Yichud, if the Yichud is with this lady, this wife, and somebody who she's really good friends with, her friend from elementary school, her first cousin, if he comes over, then it's going to be usher to have Yichud, even if the husband is in town. Let's see that inside. If the person who's being miyached is gas, is familiar, is friendly with this lady, this wife, kagon, for example, shegad l'imo, they grew up in the same, you know, next door neighbors or cousins, step relatives, oshi kravasa, their cousins, lo yisiyached imo afal pisha bay labir. That's the prohibition, the limitation of gaspa. So whenever you have a heter of gas, if somebody calls me up and says, Rabbi, my wife is home. The electrician is coming, whoever is coming, could they lock the front door? So the first question I have to ask is, you're in town, fine, but is she friendly with this electrician? Is she here, a close, dear friend to this wife? That's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like. But I would like to get a more clear definition, a more precise definition of how friendly is friendly. How friendly is it that this guy walking into the house is so friendly with her that we're worried we're going to lose the heter of Baila Be'ir. That's what I want to figure out. So if you look in the Gemaras, you get a certain idea of what kind of friendship that you have to expect for Gaspa. I'll tell you where the Shaila really, really, really applies. Actually not. There is another area in Halacha where Gaspa applies. I don't want to discuss it now. The question is, what?
In Yehuda, we didn't allow.
We're going to see that right now. We're going to see that. That's the next source. Yeah, but I want to not talk about that. If you have a chassan and a kala, do we assume that he is gaspa? It applies to other hilchas yichud. Let's say a chassan and a kala have whatever situation. I don't want to get into those details because it's not our sugya. Let's say it's not a chasen kala, it's a guy and girl that are going out. And it's the fourth date. Are they really friendly? That they would have the whatever implications in Hilchas Yichud? Well, you'll tell me, you know, fourth date in which circles? Fourth date in some circles, that's like the second night of a marriage. Fourth date in other circles, you know, they have another 5 months to go. Fourth date in other circles, you know, it's midpoint. Fourth date in other circles, it's, you know, 25%. So how close are they? So that's what I want to try to figure out. What's the definition of gaspa? Let's look at the Gemara in Ksuvis that Mr. Bergman pointed out, that if you'd base him at Aleph, we're familiar with the difference in dating, right? Every community has its own dating model. In Yehuda, the way they used to do it is, Berishon ha'yu miyachadin esachosin esakala sha'achas kodem k'nisasin l'chuppa. At some point during the courtship, they would make sure the chassan would have yichud with his kala before they got married. Kadei she'elibo gaspa, so that when they get married, things should move along. They should already be familiar with each other, and things should happen as they should happen. So much so that the Gemara in Erevin takes it to the logical step further. We know, of course, that after the dissolution of a marriage, the husband and the wife, if she, let's say her husband dies, let's say she gets divorced, she's not allowed to get married for the next 90 days. Because we're worried, let's say she was pregnant from the first, from her husband, first husband. And then if she gets married, you know, 3 weeks later, we're not going to know who's the father. Is it the first guy who's the father, the new guy's the father? So it happens to be that when a woman, I've been at a get, and the one thing that the misadre gitin, or the beis din, tells the woman, here's your get, you're allowed to get remarried, but not for the next 90 days. You can't get remarried for the next 90 days. So the question is, what about if somebody gets divorced from Erusin? There's Erusin, there's Kiddushin. And then there's a divorce from the Kiddushin, right? Erusin or Kiddushin needs a get, just like Nisuin does. So, but we assume that they were never together, they never slept together. So presumably, there's nothing to worry about of 90 days. So should we need this 90-day, after an Erusin, a woman, a chasan and a kala get divorced from their Erusin, the Bezdin gives, the get is given, and the Bezdin, does the Bezdin say to the guy, to the woman, you can't get married for the next 90 days? We're worried, what are you worried about? That there's going to be a baby? There was no baby. They were never together. Says the Gemara in Eivin the following. Nashim lo yinasiv lo yisafayin, etc., etc. Yehuda omer v'arusasa yinasu. If it's just from Erisin, the woman could get married, you know, the week or two after her divorce from the first chasan. Chutz mi arusa sheb Yehuda, mipnei shelibo gaspa. What does that mean? That means that if in Yehuda, where they do have Yichud, what are we worried that it happened? We're worried they might have spent the night together, and maybe she might have gotten pregnant from him. And therefore, since she might have gotten pregnant, you want to ensure that, in case there's a baby, you want to know who the father will be. So have that three-month waiting period to be able to distinguish whether it's the first guy, the chasan from the Aras, is the father, or this new husband is going to be the father. What do you clearly see? You clearly see the concept of this gaspa that is discussed, that the husband, the chasan, and the kala should be gaspa. There's some intimate kind of connection, right? Would you all agree with me that that's the? It has to be not just like, it has to be like a person you're really close with. So in Hilcha, coming back to Hilcha's Yichud, we say that if your husband is in town, Yichud is mutter, except if you're gaspa. So who's going to be gaspa? If we stopped here, I assume someone who you. Not saying that you're intimate with anybody else, because of course you have a husband, you're a married woman, but she's very close, very friendly, very dear, some really close connection with somebody that there's potential for a real intimate kind of connection. With that in mind, I want you to tell me if you agree to the following Aruch HaShulchan. It's a famous Aruch HaShulchan. It's a wowzers gigantic chiddush, tremendous chiddush, but it's not just tremendous chiddush, it's tremendous chumrah. Let's look at this Aruch HaShulchan. Gaspa, kagon, for example. He quotes two examples from the Shulchan Aruch, and then he adds his third. Let's see what he says. Aruch HaShulchan, Avin HaEzer, Chav Beis, Sifav, Gaspa, kagon, sh'nisgadlu b'yach, they grew up together, right? They were next door neighbors. They're really good friends. They lived next door to each other for 12 years. Maybe she had a crush on her, she had a crush on him. Oshi Kravaso, yeah, it's a first cousin, and they're really friendly, they grew up, they spent all the Yom Tovim together, etc. Oh, now look what he adds. Sheyesh lahem eza hakara, this wife and the person who's coming to for the Yichud, either the electrician or the plumber, has some familiarity, ayidei inyoni mischar, through business. V'chayotzi b'zeh. Asurum lis yachid. That means every single person in this room who has a woman in the office, either as a secretary, as a partner, as a paralegal, as a dental assistant, as a, you name it, as an office worker, an office colleague, an office, you know, the lady in the next cubicle who you have to work through on the project with together.
Yes.
If you're a doctor, you're a nurse. All of these cases, those are all, according to Aruch HaShulchan, every last one of those business relationships, if you even want to call it a word relationship, business interactions, are going to qualify the woman as you and that woman as gaspa. That means that if, let's say, without picking on anybody, if there's somebody who has a nurse or a dental assistant or a paralegal or a secretary who's married, and your office is in the same town where she lives. So can I pick on you? That it just makes my life easier. So let's say Dr. Dr. Eisenberger has an office here in Lawrence. And he had, no, better yet, you have an office in Williamsburg, right? And you have a Hasidish lady who works at the front desk in Williamsburg. And her husband lives in Williamsburg, right? So theoretically, there should be a heter of Yichud. Let's say she has to do some paperwork after everyone leaves, and you're fixing, you're setting up your files, you're going through your computer after everyone leaves. She, theoretically, until this Aruch HaShulchan, if we just lived at the Shulchan Aruch, so you'd be able to have the front door locked, of the office locked, no one's coming in, which is fine, because her husband lives, you know, six blocks away on Houston Street. On Bedford Avenue, right? Sorry. So that should have been mutter. Comes this Aruch HaShulchan and says, no, you have a business connection. There's an inyani mischar that you have to talk business. That's enough to be gospel that she loses this heter of
isn't there a mirror?
Oh, that's what we have to. That's going to be that. We're going to talk. We're going to talk about that right now. So this Aruch HaShulchan, is a little bit. First of all, it's clearly not like the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said two examples, and the Aruch HaShulchan added a very significant different example. There's one thing to grow up together, and on the same hand to be related to somebody, but to do business with somebody, that's much more widespread, and it's much less of a, you know, intimate. Yes, it could lead to, you know, God forbid, there are plenty of cases where there's intimate connections that are built through business. But that doesn't mean that the business interactions themselves, you know, cultivates an intimate kind of relationship. So this Aruch HaShulchan is very troubling. It's a very big chumrah. So I just wanted, you know, if you're looking for chumras, it's a good chumrah. What?
He knows even further. You're saying
Hakara Aydei Mischar.
Yeah.
You're saying that, right. You're saying it's not even a relationship. It's even I know you through business.
Right,
yeah. It has to be more than that. That's maybe you're right. That's a little frightening. Okay, we finished the first half of the shiur. The second half of the shiur, I want to do another famous acharon. That was one famous acharon on the sugya of Baal Beer. The other famous acharon is the following Chaye Adam that we're going to see. Chaye Adam has not just, I mentioned in passing last week, it's not just a chumrah, it's a totally different way of looking at the heter of Baal Beer. Until now, we had two versions of understanding Baal Beer, based on the Rishonim and the Achronim, and that is, as I mentioned earlier, the simple way is as Rashi says, if her husband is in town, she's worried that her husband will walk in on her. So she's not going to do anything wrong. That's the simple way. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, as explained by the Chazon Ish, has the more sophisticated way. That if her husband's in town, she has a mental block, she's just nervous to do anything wrong, whether or not he'll come in or not, even if she knows he's not going to come in. The fact that he's in town, she's just, you know, she doesn't want to do anything wrong if he's in town. Oh, if he's not in town, who knows what's going to happen. But if he's in town, she's going to walk on the straight and the narrow. That's what we understand. Two ways to understand Baal Beer until now. Let's look at this Binas Adam, which is the Chaye Adam, the Chachmas Adam, who presents a very different, a different way of explaining the Heter Baal Beer. And with that, he's going to answer a very important question. Let me tell you the question that he asked, which is what Mr. Seligson asked just 2 minutes ago. We said that Gosba, if she has this familiarity, if the wife has a familiarity with the electrician happens to be, you know, her first cousin. So he said, sorry, if it was a Stam electrician, so then there's a heter yichud, you could lock the front door. But if the electrician is coming to your house as your first cousin, gospa and it's aser. Ask Mr. Seligson, what do you mean? We have the same concern, maybe the husband's going to knock on the door and walk in. What's the difference whether you're really friendly or you're not really friendly? Whether you grew up on the next door or you didn't grow up on the next door. Either way, if we know that she's concerned that he's going to walk in, he's going to walk in. That's the Chaye Adam's question. Does anyone have a suggestion to answer that? If the heter of gospel is he's going to walk in, so the woman should be scared that he's going to walk in, whether she's friendly with the guy or not.
He doesn't have the keys to his office. I was going to ask that before, too.
Last week. In other words, he has the keys to his house, so even if his door is locked to the house, that's not blocking him, but he doesn't have the keys to not
go. Okay, we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about that in a minute.
The last time you said that, what does it mean that he might come in?
Okay, yeah, that's the Spinoza. That's the Spinoza. Now we're going to work on it. Let's see, that's the Spinoza.
Okay. Gaspa is from the tzad of the guy. By the air, typically the way the Shulchanarach means it, and that's why the Aruch Shulchan changed the language, Libo Gaspa. So,
Libo of the electrician, Gaspa in the wife.
So even if the wife doesn't want to do anything, but the electrician is...
Okay, so you're introducing a whole new sugya, which I didn't want to get into, and that's what is our concern in general when there was an Isser Yichud. Are we worried that there's going to be pitui, or that we're worried that there's going to be onus? You're saying that maybe he will be ma'anis her.
Well, right, or in other words, the heter by the ear
is because she's scared.
Because she's scared, but the counterweight to that is she may be scared, but libo gasba. And that's why the
Shulchan Aruch will be honest her.
She shegala imo. The Aruch Shulchan changes to misgala biyachad, as if it's two parallel people. But Shulchan Aruch was clear that from his perspective,
this is people gospel.
No, say it's the other way around too.
Okay, that's.
It's more like the Me Too movement than the relationship.
No, it could be the other way too.
Okay, so we'll have to.
Well, it could be the same way the man might be afraid to do it because the husband's going to pop in.
Yes. The Achronim do suggest what Rabbi Fine is saying, that I don't remember what they say, Lamaskana, but there's two ways to look at Baal Abir, another Chakir that we could ask. Is the Heter that the woman is scared to do something while her husband is around, or that the husband, I'm sorry, the Miyachid, the electrician, is scared because he's scared that her husband might pop in.
But I'm saying, but if you right. Gaspar, you may take more risk than a normal person.
Okay. Okay, fine. Let's see how the Chayadim deals with this question. First, what that Dasberg mentioned nearly the Zedavka Bevesa. This heter that a woman has to be miyached with the electrician is in her house and only in her house. Why? Because in her house, the husband's going to come into the house and say, "Oh, what's happening?" Let's say she goes to the jeweler, right? We talked about, she goes to the jeweler on Central, to the back room where he wants to show her a special bracelet. And the back room, and it's locked. Ah, so the husband isn't going to...
He doesn't know
where it is. Even though the husband works, has an office right on Central, you know, 3 blocks away. But yesh b'risham yichud. In this case, we're not worried. She's not scared that my husband might come home because he has no idea where she is.
Even if he does.
Let's stop here for a second. Okay, that's the same thing. That's the same point. Right. What do you see clearly? The Binas Adam, the Chai Adam, is clearly learning that the heter of Baal Abir is. Remember we had a Chakira earlier?
Right.
We had a Chakira whether it's the thought that he might come. Yeah. Or she just has a mental block while he's in town. Clearly, he holds clearly, Rashi. Like Rashi, that the concern is that he might walk in.
Right.
And therefore, in such a scenario where he won't walk in, for example, he doesn't know where she is. The heter by the beer falls away. That's the first point. As opposed to the Chazon Ish, who Paskin's not like this, and Paskin's that as long as it's in the same city, she's got a mental block, she's nervous, she's not going to play around. If she knows her husband is
even
in the same town.
Even if
he doesn't know. Right, that's one point. Okay, second point of the Binah Sadam. V'amnam. Now he introduces the new idea of what, this new model of what the heter Baal Abir is. Ha'damrin emas Baal Aleha. What does it mean that the fear of her husband is on her? It doesn't mean lekulamimer delotizne. She's not going to be mezane because she's worried that she's going to get caught in the act. That's what we usually think. She doesn't want to do anything with this guy because she's worried her husband will catch her. Shemesiari shemiyavu habal b'shasbia. No, that's not pshat. Because if that was the concern, then we should have the same concern as Mrs. Seligson asked before. Dimkenim gaspo nami yehemuter. D'mayishna. If she's scared that her husband is going to catch her in the act. So she should be equally scared if it's with her friend from elementary school or it's with her first cousin who's coming into the house. Either way, she's scared her husband's going to catch her in the act. I don't care if there's gospel or not. She's scared that her husband will catch her in the act. And therefore suggests the Chayodam a brand new pshat. Elanirli dahachi purusha. Shehim esyari, I'll see it outside and then we'll see it inside. Again, I mentioned it quickly last week. The concern for Baila Biyah, what she's scared of is that her husband will come home and see this guy in the house and say, what in the world is he doing here? He's not going to catch them b'shas biyah. But he's going to say, what in the world is he doing here? He shouldn't be here. A strange man in my house with my wife, with the front door locked. It must be my wife was Mizana. And therefore, when will he say that if it's a strange man in my house with my wife in the front door locked? Right, a man who has no business being there. But if it's somebody who I would expect to be there, for example, an electrician, a plumber,
a relative,
a next door neighbor, all those cases that it's reasonable that he would be there, or it makes sense that he should be there,
so it wouldn't be suspicious.
Or the doctor's office, or at work, then she's not going to be scared and say, oh, my husband's going to come home and catch me with this alone with this man who I'm not supposed to be with, because I am supposed to be with him. I work here. I work for him. I work with him. So what did this pshat do? It basically undermines the entire heter of all the cases that we thought we had a heter by Baila Be'ir. Husband's in the town. Everything's going to be mutter. No, because whenever it's expected that he should be in town, she's not going to be afraid of her husband walking in and saying, what is this man doing into my house? Well, he's fixing our toilet. Oh, okay, fine. So therefore, we lost the heter according to this new understanding of Baila Be'ir. Let's see that inside, please. In the second paragraph of B. Elanirli dahachi purusha, I underline it. Shehi misyore, not that she's going to get caught in the act of bia. Kishiyavu habal. V'yimtza shehi misyachedes imish she'eno gospa. If you see a stranger who's not supposed to be there, then you'll be suspicious. You must have done something wrong. The husband will come home and say, this strange guy is in our house, front door is locked. You must have done some dirty business. Dimlokein, my boy, ish nachri. What's this stranger doing here? Well, the fees there, therefore this is the punchline, as we just spoke out. Kishabaila no sein rishus la isha, lalechas lebeis ploni. If the husband gives her permission to go to the doctor, to go to work in the dental office, to go to the, she says, I'm going, you know, sweetheart, I'm going to go get myself a bracelet. She said, oh yeah, go to my friend on Central Avenue, he has a really good jewelry store. Vadei chayshinan misham yichud. Even if the afshe yia delis muskar, v'hitizna, even if the delis will be closed, and she'll be mezana, the husband will come home, and what will he say? Oh, of course you're here. Of course you're here. I expected you to be in the datz's office or at work or at wherever else you might be. And she's not going to be, you know, he's not, the husband won't be suspicious, and she therefore won't be scared of his suspicion. And therefore, we basically lost all of our heterim, many of our heterim, of Baila Be'ir. According to this Chayodam, the Heter Baila Be'ir only applies to a Baila Be'ir where?
Stranger.
It's a stranger. And all the practical applications we were looking for, like a visiting nurse, and plumbers and electricians, and the meter guy from Con Ed, I mean, New York it's Con Ed, here it's PSEG, I think. Whatever it is. Yeah, PSEG. Long Island Power, whatever it is. Yeah, I'm still not here long enough. You won't have any of this Heterim. But of course, according to the Chazon Ish that we spoke of, you know, last week and earlier, according to the Chazon Ish, as long as the husband's in the same town, she's scared and it's Mutter Gamer. So this is a whole new way of looking at Baila Be'ir. And it's a big chumrah, this Binas Adam. We're going to finish off in 1 minute with Rav Moshe Feinstein. Do we pass like this Binas Adam? Do we not pass like this Binas Adam? But I want to just add a beautiful chiddush of the Chabina Rav, the Dovev Misharim, Rav Dov Beresh Wiedenfeld, who Kochav Miyakov is his yeshiva. I think it's in Yishol. It's in Meir Sharim, I think. I think in Meir Sharim, right near Meir Sharim, is the Chabina yeshiva. Right in the back of Meir Sharim. So, you know what he says? He says something incredible. Do you remember we had a question when we talked about a chassan and a kala sitting in the sukkah And we said, why would there be an Isser? How could the Gemara say that there's an Isser Yichud if the husband is just going to the bathroom 5 minutes away? We said, why is there an Isser Yichud? So we said, oh, that's where Rashi got, that this, that Baal Be'ir is still Aser, you just don't get Malkus. Still, there is an Isser Yichud. We said, but we, according to the way we simply relearn that Baal Be'ir is Mutter, so why did the Gemara in Sukkah say that if the husband goes to the bathroom, it's going to be an Isser Yichud with her and the people in the wedding party? Says the Chavina Rav, according to this Binas Adam, everything makes so much sense. Because when the husband goes to the bathroom, he knows that the groomsmen and the shoshvinim and whoever's in the wedding party is still at the wedding party with his wife in the sukkah. He said, that guy is supposed to be there because he was invited for the week to join them, to be with them. He's the best man at the wedding. So of course he's there in the sukkah with the chasen kala. The chasen left, so he's with the kala. So since the husband knows and expects his friend to be with the wife alone in that sukkah on the roof, that's why that yichud will be aser, according to this Binas Adam.
Yes.
That's a beautiful, beautiful cheshbon of the Chavina Rav.
So he's not worried at all because
according to
Chazan, away or in the city. That's
correct. According to Chazan Ish, we don't have it right.
He's coming back.
Yes. According to Chazan Ish, it should be mutter. Correct. She's a mental block that she wouldn't be. Correct. That's correct. This whole.
So
Gaspa still us. That's Dina de Gemara. That's the Shulchan Aruch.
Even
Gaspa, yeah. So that
we. Anyone would be scared that he's gonna come back in 5 minutes. Nothing's going to happen because she has that fear. So
but if you understand, like this Binas Adam, that the fear is not that she's going to get caught in the act, but that her husband will come home and say, why is this strange man here? You must have done something wrong, so she's scared to be alone with, to be alone with this man. Here, where the man is supposed to be there, she has nothing to be scared of. So she could be mezana with him because she knows her husband's not going to suspect anything. So that's why it would be us, sir. Okay, let's finish off.
It's a little ironic. The more permission you give her, the less she has to have there.
Right.
The more permission he has,
yes.
The more the husband allows her to be with so-and-so, the less heta there is available.
He's not going to be that suspicious, it makes sense.
That's right. That's
no,
right.
No, I just don't believe it. I'm just saying it's an irony.
Yes. It's ironic. Okay, so let's finish off just going through Ramosha's, Feinstein's analysis of this Binas Adam. Ramosha, I split the tshuva up into, it's a longer tshuva, but I split it up, it happens to be a very, very, very long tshuva, but I took one subsection where he talks about this issue of Baal Be'ir, the specific issues that we're speaking of, and we'll just go through his short analysis, two or three points, and that's the end of tonight's shiur. So he quotes his question is there a heter, look on top, this is the Igros Moshe in Evan Ezrachei, Dalad Simon Samachei. And it's question number 21. It means within this tshuva, there were about 20 some odd questions. I think this shaila was written by Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn to Rav Moshe Feinstein about 35 years ago. So he must have, I don't know, maybe Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn, who writes a lot of Sfarim, I don't think he has a sefer on Hilchas Yichud. But he probably wanted to put together a kuntres or something, or he's learning the sugya, so he sent him a list of 25 questions, and it's a fabulous tshuva of Hilchas Yichud, a compilation of all different practical questions. So the question is there a heter of Baal Be'ir when she has permission to be with the man, when the wife has permission to be with this man? Or if the man goes somewhere else with permission of her husband, if the wife goes somewhere else with her husband's permission? So, of course, the question is, do we pass like this chayadam? It says Rav Moshe Feinstein, I don't understand this Chai Adam at all. This whole chumrah of the Chai Adam doesn't make sense to me. L'chor lo muvan kol kach. When we say there's a heter of Baal Be'ir, what does the heter of Baal Be'ir mean? The heter of Baal Be'ir simply means the husband's in this town and presumably he's going shopping. It's going to take him an hour to come home. We still say that she's mutter to be misyachi because he could come home at any point. He's in the same town. He says here, oh, I'm going to be shopping, I'm going to be out for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, but it's still, the yichud is going to be mutter. You know why? Because even if he says, I'm going to be away for an hour or two or three, he might turn around and come home 3 minutes later. And not only that, but he might even on purpose say, I'm going to be out for 3 hours to mislead her and to test to make sure that nobody, walks in while he's, supposed to be out. And if that's the case, so it doesn't matter whether or not there's permission for this person to be there. Vim Kane, second paragraph, the second one of A. Vim Kane, at the end of the line. Vim Kane, Gabin Nosan Lor Ishus Li Kani Sin Ploni Lay Zechet of Liskar Adels. Even if the husband gives permission for her to be behind closed doors with so-and-so, the whole heter is that she's scared maybe he'll walk in at any moment. Hariyesh Lehu Lachush, Sheva HaBal Yachshod, V'yakash HaHadeles. He'll knock on the door. Shlechen Ein Lios Isu Yichud Af Benosan Ishus. You're saying, Mr. Binas Adam, that if she's expected to be with him, then the husband won't raise any eyebrows. To the contrary, the whole point is that the husband will come home and at any point, and he'll catch them. The only time that the Binas Adam's logic would stand, says Ramoshev, Rak Shaykh Dino Lesser, if he tells her, you could be with this man with the front door locked, and not answer the door when somebody knocks. I mean, you could lock me out, and even if I knock, you don't have to answer the door. Maybe like a doctor's office. Maybe. Right? If somebody knocks on the doctor's office, and the doctor's in the middle of if you're with a female patient and you're checking something, and I understand, even if there's a knock on the door, you're not going to open the door. That's reasonable, right? If there's an electrician, you can open the door. If there's a plumber, you can open the door to a third party outside. But if you're a doctor, and the door is locked, even if it's by the beer, if there's a knock on the door, then okay, then you won't open the door. Then we have the concern, uh-oh, he's going to say, what were you doing here? The husband will say, what are you doing here? Maybe something happened. But other than that, the fact that she's worried that the husband could come home at any point, because he's in the city, should make him mutter. Secondly, B. The Chai Adam said that if the husband lets her be somewhere, there's no heter of yichud. There's no heter by the beer, right? Like if the husband said, "I know you could go to the, you go to work, go to your office, or go to the jeweler," then there's no yichud. Then there's no heter by the beer because, you know, she's allowed to be there. Says Moshe Feinstein. Well, what do you mean? If the husband knows that he's in one of those places, so maybe he'll come looking for her at one of those places and knock on the door and check on her. If he says, go wherever you want, so the husband won't know where she went, then it's us. But if the husband said, you could go to this place or that place, go to the office, go to the doctor's office, go to the jeweler and get yourself a new bracelet. The husband knows where she is and could, knock on the door where she is. So we should be, she's going to be scared to do anything. Uladinas, therefore look at the second last paragraph on the page. Therefore, Uladina, do we pass in from this Chumra of the Chayei Adam, which basically undermines so many Hetayim that we wanted to suggest in Hilchas Yichud, Uladina, Hinei B'din HaShlishi. What's the Din HaShlishi? The Din HaShlishi is 1 second, that was... Look at the last line of this paragraph. Kemen shachachmas adam oser al kopanu yesh lahachmir shlo b'shas hadchak. Aval b'shas hadchak ein leser. The Ramosha says that if it's a regular case, you should try to be machmir for this chayei adam. I mean, if it's a matter of the electrician or the plumber, you should try to be machmir and leave the door unlocked. Or make sure you have some other heter pesach pesuach. But if it's a shas hadchak, there's no other, you live in a neighborhood where you can't leave the door unlocked even for a few minutes, and you have to rely on the heter of Baal Be'ir, then you can you know, knock out this, ignore this Chai Adam's Chumra. But other than that, you should try, if you can, to be machmir for this Chai Adam, even though he says, I don't really understand it. It doesn't make so much sense to me. But Lamaisa, the Chai Adam is one of the Gdoli HaPoskim. And if it's not Shasat Chak, you should try to be machmir for this. And therefore, Licha Tchila, if it's, there's no, again, each case would have to be evaluated by the rabbi, by the Rav, who's figuring out the Shaila here. But in a normal case, you should try to be machmir, that if the husband would permit this man to be in the house, then we should not rely on the heter of Baila Beir in that situation. If it's a tough situation, if it's a shasat chak, and you have to rely on, for example, she has to go to the doctor, and the husband can't go with her to the doctor. So if she needs to go to the doctor, and it's Baila Beir, so we'd permit it, even though the chayodom wouldn't, because that would be more of a shasat chak. Just to finish off with, again, a very famous, I might have mentioned this in passing, but to see it inside, a very famous tshuva of Ramosha about New York. New York is a big city, right? Yeah, from tip top of Manhattan, Washington Heights, all the way to Wall Street. It takes an hour and a quarter, you know, even if you make your trains. So if a guy goes to work, lives in Washington Heights, and goes to Wall Street, so is there going to still be a head to a Baila Beir if she knows that her husband is not going to be home for, you know, an hour and a quarter there? And an hour and a quarter back, he's definitely can't come home in the next 2.5 hours. And that's only if he stays at work for a minute. Look what Rav Moshe says. We'll see it inside. I know I mentioned it last week, but we'll see the psak inside. Ube New York, v'chadome ba'yaros gedolos in large cities, v'hochem la'avodi, you go to work. Shos harbe, you go to work for 8 hours a day. She'eno yachal lachs l'beis v'shos eilu, you can't go home in the middle of the day. Nowadays, life is a little different. We have a lot of remote working. We have, now that we have internet and email, you could do a lot of work remotely. With cell phones and email. But assuming that you go to work, and you do your work, you put in your 8 hours at your job, and then you come home, you can't just come home in the middle. So that's going to be, there's no heter by the beir, because the husband's not coming home. Oh, same city, he's not coming home. So now keep in mind, the Chazanish would say,
he's in town,
you're probably not going to do anything wrong. The Chazanish would probably be meikel. Ukshubur shus atzmo, let's say you work for yourself, let's say the person is his own boss. Avshein a regular level b'shel sale. Usually the guy is out of the house by 8 and comes back at 6 p.m. He's usually out of the house for the whole day, but he doesn't have to stay at work because he's the boss. Then ein lester. There's no ister by the beer. Me'achat yachol kopan level k'shirzi. He has the right to come back whenever he wants. Therefore, she has to be scared. He might come back. Taka. Filak isriyichet. So perhaps we could say, again, I'm going out on a limb, that nowadays, that so many jobs, even people who are, again, if you have a job like you're a cashier at a supermarket, you could only do your job if you're there. If it's a job that needs, you know, equipment, you know, a dentist or a doctor, you can only do your job when you're at the dental office, at the doctor's office. But if you're an accountant or a lawyer and you can work remotely, if your job involves selling and buying and online stuff, you could work remotely. So then maybe Ramosha's Chumrah wouldn't apply, because every man, even if you're working for somebody else, every man could theoretically come home. Today, I want to work remotely. I have a little headache. I'm going to work remotely today. I think I'm going to get more done at home. And therefore, every woman will be scared. Even if her husband works for an employer, she's still scared. He might walk home. Yeah.
How about the heter that you have your video in your house and you could look it up?
So I believe, I didn't see this in writing, but my feeling is that if you're on a live feed right now, that should be a heter of Yichud. I think it should be just as good as Pesach Pasuach. A live feed. Just because there's a camera that's recording such that if somebody wanted to look something up 3 weeks from now, they'd be able to see what happens. I don't think that's a heter.
We joke then.
What?
We joke about Pesach Pasuach.
Yeah. Yeah, that's based on the Pesach with Yishim Elim.
It's not intimidating enough.
Right. It's not intimidating. The Yetzirah could overpower that. But if there's a live feed right now, you know that somebody's watching you from somebody else, somewhere else, I think that would permit Yichud.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.